house by a river in a small town near the mountains. It is November, and though the sky is clear, the night is dark. Stars pinprick the black sheet of night like someone on the other side is sticking a needle through every here and there. But tonight is a special night because it is firework night. Your house by the river in a small town near the mountains is blessed with a balcony, and you sit on the balcony all wrapped up with hat and coat and scarf and gloves and warm boots that have furry insides, and you keep yourself warm and sip on a mug of soup or, if you prefer, spiced wine with ginger. Then you can have that and maybe a little schnapps at the bottom, but don't go crazy, and certainly don't have it if you are under the legal age for drinking alcohol, or if you are in a land or of a persuasion where such things are forbidden. But if you have the all clear and are in good health, then you can have the spiced red wine with ginger and perhaps some cloves. The steam from the soup, if it's the soup you're having, or from the wine, if we're clear about that, has gone up your nostrils. And now the fireworks are about to start. There's quite a crowd on this side of the river, but over the other side with its marshals and pyrotechnicians, it's out of bounds. No one will swim over the fast-running water nearly as cold as ice that runs down from the nearby mountains. There is a bridge, but the same marshals are politely refusing entry while the pyrotechnicians with their goggles and big fireproof gloves and oversized fireproof coats set about their silent work like wizards and alchemists, specialists in powders that burn and metals that flare and liquids that go off with a bang, just at the right moment. Your eye is caught by a fizzing fuse in the big glove of the pyrotechnician. You imagine these days it was all done by computers, but it seems these men are doing it for real. Old school, like they're in a Chinese fairy story way back in the time of the Jade Emperor. There's a dull foot noise that no one seems to notice but keen-eared you, and you watch to see. Nothing happens for a second, or 2 seconds, or 3 seconds, and then, about 50 feet in the air, there is a burst of fire. Sparkling red fire, like Christmas poinsettias painted in dripping crimson flame, and all the kids go, "Ooh," and their mothers go, "Oh," and their fathers nod to each other and smile and say, "Quite good." But that's only the beginning. Foot. Foot, foot, and more crimson fire flowers bloom in the middle of the black air. And then some golden showers like dragons' dreams, and then a tremendous slithery fire snake, and then a horse of flame, and then a garden of golden stars, and then a rain of silver, and then a peacock, and then an ostrich, and then a flight of sparkling kingfishers, and then iridescent sheets of blue punctuated with spatters of silver and gold, and then gold, gold, gold. And it rains like a dream of solar dandelions, and the kids go, "Oh," their mothers go, "Oh," and their fathers nod at each other and smile and say, "Not too shabby after all." And then a dancing, jumping caterpillar of firecrackers gives birth to a jungle creeping, climbing forest of metallic green, laddering up into the sky, climbing, soaring, rushing with screams and drones and shrieks as more silver and gold and red and blue and white and dream pink, diamond bright and dazzle jeweled fire flame flutters rend the air. And the colossal fairground wheel, made only of burning dreams, turns round and round and round, and the kids go, "Oh," and their mothers go, "Ah," and their fathers nod at each other and smile and say, "I quite like this." And you are on your balcony drinking soup or mulled cider or dandelion and burdock wine, and the bright lights fill your eyes and the fire showers warm your skin, and the shapes made of fire in the sky grow strange and beautiful, and they lull you to sleep. They lull you to dream. They ask your pardon, for you know you're only dreaming. So dream of fire and night and stars and the glittering eyes of sky panthers made only of smoke and silver paper. Sleep and dream and drift. You are safe in my arms. You are safe in my words. The sky panther purrs and you dream. Sleep. Sleep safe. Sleep deep. Sleep until morning comes to wake you with friendly fingers and whisper that all is well, that everything shall be well, that all things are mended and new. Fireworks. In a house by a river, in a small town near the mountains. It is November, and though the sky is clear, the night is dark. Stars pinprick the black sheet of night like someone on the other side is sticking a needle through every here and there. But tonight is a special night because it is firework night. Your house by the river in a small town near the mountains is blessed with a balcony, and you sit on the balcony all wrapped up with hat and coat and scarf and gloves and warm boots that have furry insides, and you keep yourself warm and sip on a mug of soup or, if you prefer, spiced wine with ginger. Then you can have that and maybe a little schnapps at the bottom, but don't go crazy, and certainly don't have it if you are under the legal age for drinking alcohol, or if you are in a land or of a persuasion where such things are forbidden. But if you have the all clear and are in good health, then you can have the spiced red wine with ginger and perhaps some cloves. The steam from the soup, if it's the soup you're having, or from the wine, if we're clear about that, has gone up your nostrils. And now the fireworks are about to start. There's quite a crowd on this side of the river, but over the other side with its marshals and pyrotechnicians, it's out of bounds. No one will swim over the fast-running water, nearly as cold as ice, that runs down from the nearby mountains. There is a bridge, but the same marshals are politely refusing entry while the pyrotechnicians with their goggles and big fireproof gloves and oversized fireproof coats set about their silent work like wizards and alchemists, specialists in powders that burn and metals that flare and liquids that go off with a bang, just at the right moment. Your eye is caught by a fizzing fuse in the big glove of the pyrotechnician. You imagine these days it was all done by computers, but it seems these men are doing it for real, old school, like they're in a Chinese fairy story way back in the time of the Jade Emperor. There's a dull foot noise that no one seems to notice but keen-eared you, and you watch to see. Nothing happens for a second, or 2 seconds, or 3 seconds, and then, about 50 feet in the air, there is a burst of fire. Sparkling red fire, like Christmas poinsettias painted in dripping crimson flame, and all the kids go, "Ooh," and their mothers go, "Oh," and their fathers nod to each other and smile and say, "Quite good." But that's only the beginning. Foot, foot, foot. And more crimson fire flowers bloom in the middle of the black air. And then some golden showers like dragons' dreams. And then a tremendous slithery fire snake. And then a horse of flame. And then a garden of golden stars. And then a rain of silver. And then a peacock. And then an ostrich. And then a flight of sparkling kingfishers. And then iridescent sheets of blue punctuated with spatters of silver and gold. And then gold, gold, gold. And it rains like a dream of solar dandelions. And the kids go, "Oh," and their mothers go, "Oh," and their fathers nod at each other and smile and say, "Not too shabby after all." And then a dancing, jumping caterpillar of firecrackers gives birth to a jungle creeping, climbing forest of metallic green, laddering up into the sky, climbing, soaring, rushing with screams and drones and shrieks, as more silver and gold and red and blue and white and dream pink, diamond bright and dazzle jeweled fire flame flutters, rend the air. And a colossal fairground wheel made only of burning dreams turns round and round and round, and the kids go, "Oh," and their mothers go, "Ah," and their fathers nod at each other and smile and say, "I quite like this." And you are on your balcony drinking soup or mulled cider or dandelion and burdock wine, and the bright lights fill your eyes and the fire showers warm your skin and the shapes made of fire in the sky grow strange and beautiful, and they lull you to sleep. They lull you to dream. They ask your pardon, for you know you're only dreaming. So dream of fire and night and stars and the glittering eyes of sky panthers made only of smoke and silver paper. Sleep and dream and drift. You are safe in my arms. You are safe in my words. The sky panther purrs and you dream. Sleep. Sleep safe. Sleep deep. Sleep until morning comes to wake you with friendly fingers and whisper that all is well, that everything shall be well, that all things are mended and new. Fireworks. In a house by a river, in a small town near the mountains. It is November, and though the sky is clear, the night is dark. Stars pinprick the black sheet of night, like someone on the other side is sticking a needle through every here and there. But tonight is a special night, because it is firework night. Your house, by the river, in a small town near the mountains, is blessed with a balcony, and you sit on the balcony all wrapped up with hat and coat and scarf and gloves and warm boots that have furry insides, and you keep yourself warm and sip on a mug of soup or, if you prefer, spiced wine with ginger. Then you can have that and maybe a little schnapps at the bottom. But don't go crazy, and certainly don't have it if you are under the legal age for drinking alcohol, or if you are in a land or of a persuasion where such things are forbidden. But if you have the all clear and are in good health, then you can have the spiced red wine with ginger and perhaps some cloves. The steam from the soup, if it's the soup you're having, or from the wine, if we're clear about that, has gone up your nostrils. And now the fireworks are about to start. There's quite a crowd on this side of the river, but over the other side with its marshals and pyrotechnicians, it's out of bounds. No one will swim over the fast-running water nearly as cold as ice that runs down from the nearby mountains. There is a bridge, but the same marshals are politely refusing entry while the pyrotechnicians with their goggles and big fireproof gloves and oversized fireproof coats set about their silent work like wizards and alchemists. Specialists in powders that burn, and metals that flare, and liquids that go off with a bang, just at the right moment. Your eye is caught by a fizzing fuse in the big glove of the pyrotechnician. You imagine these days it was all done by computers, but it seems these men are doing it for real, old school, like they're in a Chinese fairy story way back in the time of the Jade Emperor. There's a dull foot noise that no one seems to notice but keen-eared you, and you watch to see. Nothing happens for a second, or 2 seconds, or 3 seconds, and then, about 50 feet in the air, there is a burst of fire. Sparkling red fire, like Christmas poinsettias painted in dripping crimson flame, and all the kids go, "Ooh," and their mothers go, "Oh," and their fathers nod to each other and smile and say, "Quite good." But that's only the beginning. Foot, foot, and more crimson fire flowers bloom in the middle of the black air. And then some golden showers like dragons' dreams, and then a tremendous slithery fire snake, and then a horse of flame, and then a garden of golden stars, and then a rain of silver, and then a peacock, and then an ostrich, and then a flight of sparkling kingfishers, and then iridescent sheets of blue punctuated with spatters of silver and gold, and then gold, gold, gold. And it rains like a dream of solar dandelions, and the kids go, "Oh," and their mothers go, "Oh," and their fathers nod at each other and smile and say, "Not too shabby after all." And then a dancing, jumping caterpillar of firecrackers gives birth to a jungle, creeping, climbing forest of metallic green, laddering up into the sky, climbing, soaring, rushing with screams and drones and shrieks, as more silver and gold and red and blue and white and dream pink, diamond bright and dazzle jeweled fire flame flutters, rend the air. And a colossal fairground wheel, made only of burning dreams, turns round and round and round, and the kids go, "Oh," and their mothers go, "Ah," and their fathers nod at each other and smile and say, "I quite like this." And you are on your balcony, drinking soup or mulled cider or dandelion and burdock wine, and the bright lights fill your eyes, and the fire showers warm your skin, and the shapes made of fire in the sky grow strange and beautiful, and they lull you to sleep. They lull you to dream. They ask your pardon, for you know you're only dreaming. So dream of fire and night and stars and the glittering eyes of sky panthers made only of smoke and silver paper. Sleep and dream and drift. You are safe in my arms. You are safe in my words. The sky panther purrs and you dream. Sleep. Sleep safe. Sleep deep. Sleep until morning comes to wake you with friendly fingers and whisper that all is well, that everything shall be well, that all things are mended and new.